This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Calculating the cost of the big spill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. British energy giant BP says the price tag for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico stands at about $1 billion. But the company has abandoned its latest attempt to stem the flow. And oil company analysts say that means the cost of the spill will go much higher. From London, Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
BP admits the next best hope to end the crisis is to finish the work on two relief wells. This involves sinking pipes down to the oil reservoir to divert the flow. But this could take another 2 months, at least, because now there's an added uncertainty, the onset of the hurricane season. Chris Skrabowski is with Peak Oil Consulting.
Obviously, the drilling of the relief wells would be affected if hurricanes came in. You have to disconnect the rigs, you have to make them safe, you can't go on drilling during a hurricane. So that would institute further delays.
Analysts say this will likely push up the cost of containment and cleanup to more than $3 billion. But that does not include the cost of compensation claims. They're expected to be very much higher. If it continues leaking until August, the well would have shed 2.3 million barrels of crude. But even this huge quantity is a drop in the ocean compared with America's thirst for gas. It amounts to just 4 days' worth of travel for the cars and trucks on American roads. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Turning to markets now, Wall Street has Memorial Day off, but stocks are trading around the world. And they're mostly higher by less than 1%. India said its economy grew by more than 8% last quarter, the best showing in 2 years. In Europe, Germany said machinery orders jumped by a third compared to a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrials shed 122 points on Friday to close at 10,136. Worries about contagion, Greece's debt troubles spreading to Spain and to the U.S., have scared investors for the past month. And today, Chinese officials said even Asia should be worried. An Asian slowdown could send the whole world back into recession, as Bill Marcus reports from Shanghai.
China's economic point man is Premier Wen Jiabao. And today he said Europe's fiscal sneezing is giving the entire world a cold. In a speech to Japanese business leaders, Wen said the worries of a double-dip recession mean it's too early for China to pull back on its half-a-trillion-dollar stimulus package. Said the premier, quote, "There cannot be the least relaxation." Andy Rothman analyzes the Chinese economy for the stockbroker CLSA. He says continued Chinese stimulus would be a reversal. China's been pulling back on its spending since last summer.
First of all, he's got a message for people in Europe and the United States, which is don't start celebrating too soon that the economy's back on sound footing and you can withdraw your stimulus.
Premier Wen added that massive government spending around the world could prevent a full recovery, and China's been urging the U.S. to trim back its debt. One topic Wen avoided was adjusting China's currency against the dollar, though Rothman says he expects that to happen soon, too. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We are ending the worst month of May for American stocks since 1940. The Dow dropped almost 8% this month, and the wider market fared even worse, which makes it so cool and refreshing to just say the words summer rally. You may have heard that phrase before, but is there anything to it? Do stocks tend to heat up in the summertime? What an excellent question for Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Bill.
We've heard of this summer rally, this mythical beast. What are the odds of one happening this time?
Well, statistically, the odds are excellent. For the last 100 years, June has broken even. July and August have both gone up more than 60% of the time. So statistically, a summer rally is a lock.
But Alan, that's history. We are always reminding people on Marketplace that, as they say, past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.
Yeah, you're a killjoy. You know, it's like on Wall Street, they always want people to be optimistic and they always want them to buy. So they confuse history with destiny.
They say that stocks are a good performing investment over the long run. So doesn't that mean we would expect that historically almost any month is a positive month?
See, that's right. And as luck would have it, I have sitting here before me the answers. And of the 12 months of the year, September has been a loser. And the others have gone up anywhere between, 52 and 63% of the time.
Okay, so summer actually has done a little better than average.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling going into summer? Alan, what do you think is in store over the next 3 months?
Well, I can tell you what I know is in store, which is I am not going within 10 miles of a United States Treasury bond because I think the interest rates are going to go up. And
those rates are crazy low right now.
The rates are crazy low, which means that the prices of the bonds are crazy high. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm probably going to sit there and do little or nothing the whole summer because I'm trying to see what's going on. I've still got considerably more than half my investable net worth in stocks and mutual funds. And I just hope that continues to be the case when it's Labor Day.
Doing little or nothing all summer. That sounds good. Alan Sloan of Fortune Magazine, thank you.
You're welcome, Bill.
And finally, honeybees have been disappearing in North America and Europe, and scientists aren't sure why. Could it be cell phones? According to the Telegraph newspaper, researchers in India say there is evidence cell phone radiation messes up the bees' navigation senses. However, the British Beekeepers Association has done its own studies, and it says cell phones are not the problem. Either way, the loss of bees has been blamed for an increase in beehive thefts. And in response, some beekeepers are fitting their hives with GPS tracking devices. Who knows how GPS affects bees? I predict more research funding. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.